Oh, I didn't think I was going to make it on time. Well, almost on time. Sorry, I didn't mean to be late. It's just the underground was heaving and it was a nightmare and I'm here, so coffee. Coffee. I got you coffee. What? So, where is everyone? What's wrong? I asked where everyone is because we're meant to be having a meeting. They cancelled it. So you mean I didn't have to run in heels? What's wrong? You're acting so weird. Are you all right? This won't happen. What happened? I got you coffee. Yeah? Do you not drink coffee anymore? Because I'm pretty sure you drink coffee every morning. Why wouldn't I get you coffee? I do hate coffee, and yes, I hate coffee shops, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to get you coffee. Because you're my friend and you like coffee, so I bring you coffee. You do realize this is not the first time I've bought you coffee, right? I bring you coffee every morning. You are so weird sometimes. So, we have no meeting. So, what? Are you still talking about the coffee? Okay. Coffee. My favorite topic of conversation, you know. I love coffee. No, I don't love coffee. You are acting really strangely. Just so strangely. Have you eaten? Do you have low blood sugar? Do you need a croissant? Because I can go and get you a croissant. I should have got you a croissant. Who gets coffee without a croissant? Or would you like a Danish? Donut? Should I go and get a selection, maybe? What? Look, I was just offering to go and get you something to eat. You know, a croissant or a donut or a cronut, because those are a thing. Or a bagel. How about a rainbow bagel? Would that? No? Are you sure? Because. I do leave the office. I'm making it sound like I don't leave the office. Okay, I don't like leaving the office, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't leave the office. I would. To go and get you something to eat because I'm worried about you because you're acting weird and I bought you coffee. You're still talking about the coffee. Why is that such a big deal? It's a big deal because I hate coffee. Okay. I'm not sure what you want me to say. No, I don't get anyone else coffee. Why would I get anyone else coffee? Because I don't like coffee, as you say, so it makes sense that I wouldn't get anyone coffee apart from you because you like coffee. And do I need a better reason? You like coffee, so I bring you coffee. That's not, I am not in love with you. Wow. Now that was a, wow, that is, no, absolutely not. Not at all. I mean, no. I mean, that was a leap. That was not a leap. That was like a hyperspace jump. I mean, in love with you? Just because I bring you coffee. It's just coffee. I mean, it's just coffee. Coffee is nothing. I hate coffee. I hate coffee, but it's not a big deal. I mean, I'm totally not in love with you. And I am just no. I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. And, no, I'm not in love with you. At all. I have not gone bright red. I am not. Okay, a little bit red. I mean, it's hot in here. It's just so hot. Oh, the aircon's on max. It's cold. It's so cold, and I've gone red with cold. And no, don't feel my cheek. You're a lot closer than you were a minute ago. Hi. I'm not in love with you. I swear. A lot. Just, I'm not in love. Like, no. I am most definitely not in love with you. At all. At all. I mean, why would I be in love with you? I mean, you drink coffee. I mean, I can't be in love with you because you drink coffee that I bring you because I'm not in love with you. At all. So why do I bring you coffee if I'm not in love with you? Because I'm a nice person. I am a lovely person. And that's why I bring you coffee. What do you mean no? I am a nice person. Do you not think I'm a nice person? You do. Okay. I mean, good, because I am a nice person. And, you know, I bring you coffee because I'm a nice person who's definitely not in love with you. At all. I mean, why would you think that I was in love with you? And you can't say because I bring you coffee. Well, I'm sorry. I bake birthday cakes for lots of people. I bake, well, I mean, not people here. I mean, I hate everyone here apart from you. But I don't love you. I mean, I don't hate. There's a big, I mean, there is a lot of stuff in between love and hate. And one of them, I feel for you. But not love or hate. Just, you know, something on the spectrum in between. And because I don't hate you or love you, I made you a birthday cake. And it was just a cake. How long did it take me to make? You know, an average amount of time. 4 days. That's an average amount of time for a cake. Why didn't I buy one at a shop? Because it's you. And I don't love you. And I don't hate you. I just feel something in between for you. Like, not too close to love, but obviously not too close to hate. Just somewhere in the middle. In the middle. So I bring you coffee and I made you a birthday cake. It doesn't mean anything. No. I am not jealous of Emma. Emma is just, you know. Why would I be jealous of her? Well, of course you were working together. You were just working on a project. That's not a big deal. I mean, it was just a big deal that she was, you know, sitting very close to you, which isn't an issue. I don't have an issue with it. I'm not in love with you, but I don't hate you. It's just a thing that happened. I did not spill my tea on her on purpose. It was an accident. I'm clumsy. Well, I mean, I've never spilt tea on anyone before, ever, because tea is precious. But, you know, she was sitting very close to you. And, my hand just slipped at an angle that just happened to make all the tea go on her and not on the paperwork, which was very lucky because you spent hours on that paperwork, so that was very fortunate. No, I did not intentionally throw tea at her. My hand slipped. I tripped. I fell over. I did? What do you mean, check the CCTV? Why would you check the CCTV? No. I mean, you can. You can totally check the CCTV if you don't trust me. If you don't trust the person who made you a birthday cake and also brings you coffee every morning. I mean, if you don't trust me, you can. What? No, I am not acting strangely. You're acting strangely. I bring you coffee and you think I'm in love with you. And that's just, that is so ridiculous. I mean, I'm not acting strangely. I'm absolutely fine. I'm fine. And I'm not jealous of Emma. Why should I be? I just mean, maybe you're interested in Emma? Because, you know, she's... I mean, I don't know why you would be, because she drinks coffee. Well, I mean, you drink coffee, but you're not her. And I don't hate you. Not that I hate her. I mean, I just dislike her a little bit, because she shuffled closer. I mean, that's not really appropriate, is it? I mean, we can sit close because, you know, we work closely together, but she doesn't need to be that close. I mean, back off, Emma. I didn't throw the tea at her. I didn't. I wouldn't do that. You want me to swear on the kettle? The tea kettle. I don't think we need to bring the tea kettle into this. Well, I mean, I might have, you know, purposefully tripped a little. And by tripped, I mean I might have thrown it at her a little bit. Yes, I threw my tea all over Emma. And I never waste tea. Okay, I can see why you would think that I had an issue with Emma. But I really don't. I mean, sorry, what? Did you say lunch date with Emma? Fine. Go on a lunch date with Emma. I just thought maybe you could help me on something. Very urgent. Because, there's a thing which I need your help on. But it's fine, you can go on a date with her. I'll just work on the important thing that I need your help with. It's fine. What? So you don't have a date with her? What? What thing? Oh, the thing that I need you to help me out on. Nothing. It's fine. No, you can't go on a date. You are not going on a date with Emma. I mean, you can. If you wanted. Why are you looking so smug? It's not a good look. It does not suit you. You do not look cute. At all. Bollocks. I'm not in love with you, okay? I'm definitely not in love with you. But maybe, just maybe, the way I feel is not strictly in the middle of the spectrum. Maybe it's a little closer towards love. I mean, it's not love. It's like a submission away from love. But I'm not in love with you. Yes, I bring you coffee because I'm a smidgen away from being in love with you. No, not a smidgen. A lot. Like a whole, like this much away. Like this much. This, and that's a lot. That is a, I'm... You got a new kettle because you're in love with me? You got that kettle, that's a really good kettle. So I can make tea because you're not in love with me. You're a smidgen away from love. Shut up. You're annoying and fine. You know what? Fine. I'm in love with you. And I get you coffee because I'm in love with you. And that is a declaration of love because I hate coffee. Coffee is a devil. And I get you coffee because I'm in love with you. Good. I'm glad we got that sorted because, you know, Good. So you're in love with me too. Good. So we have no meeting. So we should go and get something to eat because you have low blood sugar. You do have low blood sugar because you're acting strange. Well, if you don't have low blood sugar, why? Oh, because you realized. Would you like to go and get something to eat anyway? Maybe a cronut or a bagel or a... I'm trying to figure out what a croissant crossed with a bagel crossed with a donut is. I think it might be an abomination. But we could get one if you want one because I love you. Oh, okay, you don't. Oh, you do want to go, you just don't want the abomination. Okay, so we'll go and, yay. And I'll buy you some fresh coffee because that is cold. No, don't drink it. No, don't. No. I'll get you a fresh cup or pot or two pots. I'll get you all the coffee you want because I'm really in love with you. Just so in love with you. I am really in love with you. And we're going on a breakfast date. And then you're going on a lunch date with Emma. Okay, that was not nice. That was mean. Now I'm not in love with you. I am a smidgen away from love with stuff. I'm really in love with you, so we'll just go. I love you. Leave the coffee. Just leave it. Just leave the coffee.